I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Let me alert you that we're about to do a business story about advertising, new media, and child exploitation. Nestle's, McDonald's, Disney, and other companies have put their spending on YouTube on hold for now because of disturbing comments about children that appear near the ads. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here. Help us understand this.
It turns out it is really easy to find content from pedophiles on YouTube. And what we're talking about here is not videos they create, but disturbing comments they leave under otherwise normal videos of children. And there are sometimes ads on these videos. A lot of companies started to respond to this after a YouTube user named Matt Watson made a video about this issue on Sunday.
I'm making this video with only one intention, and that is to bring awareness to this, even though there is awareness already around the internet, but there's not enough.
And Mariel, as I mentioned in the lead, this isn't the first time advertisers have pulled back from YouTube.
Yeah, in 2017, hundreds of big companies stopped advertising on YouTube because they didn't want their ads running next to videos of hate speech or ones that touted terrorism. The company said it had made changes to police its platform better. Some of the advertisers even came back. We reported that last month, and now here we are.
What's the response to this latest controversy?
So Watson's video has almost 2 million views, and now a lot of big companies have paused their YouTube ad buying. It's beyond just Nestle, McDonald's, Disney. It's also GNC, Canada Goose, Epic Games. It makes the online video game Fortnite. YouTube says it has deleted comments on tens of millions of videos that violate its policies, and it's deleted 400 accounts. But unfortunately, as of a few minutes ago, all it takes is a few clicks to find more of these comments.
Marketplace's Mariel Segarra with me here in New York. Thank you.